Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Shane. I thought it would be helpful to give you some tips to deal with life after you get a tracheotomy from smoking. Like, when you have a hole in your throat, don't face the shower head. Water can go right into your lungs. Also, cut all your food smaller than a dime. And remember, CPR isn't mouth-to-mouth, it's mouth-to-stoma.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Blog Talk Radio.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. So now I'll go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
Up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us and delivered to us the solution to all of our ills in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Come again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. How you feeling out there, black man and black woman, and all of you who have tuned in all across the globe? This is a beautiful time, a beautiful day, because we can see America on the midnight train to destruction. Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad will not be defeated. So, brothers and sisters, for those of you who are new, who have tuned into the show, we don't just talk religion, we talk theology, we talk science, we talk mathematics, we talk history, and we talk world and current events to tie it all in for you, to let you know that without a doubt, the truth that was delivered to us in the 1930s is the truth that we need today to free ourselves from the grasp of our oppressor and to put us on the road for self-independence and self. Isn't it something? You see what's going on all across America? This is the dry bones rattling. Isn't it ironic that we do a show called Our Exodus, the True Meaning of Separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad, and we go into all of the problems that will take place under the taskmaster? And then we see the outbreak of violence on black America? Isn't it something that right after that we replay the show that was a year old with Brother Minister John called Rise of the Executioners that come after Elijah? This came on a few days ago, and it was talking about the same condition that we are now in right now. And what's so stunning about it, we did our show, our last live show, called Black Rain, Rise of the Dry Bones, War, Economic Collapse, and Separation. And now we're seeing civil war, outright war around the world. Economic collapse, social disorder, right? Because all of these things, all of these burdens are being put on the back of the Anglo world, the Western Hemisphere especially, but especially America. Because of her ills and evil towards you and I, she has never shown any favoritism towards you and I. She has never shown any love or mercy towards you and I. Whenever she has an enemy, we are all Americans. Let's go fight those terrorists. You come back home, you niggas eating watermelon and drinking grape soda as they put these little pictures up all across the internet mocking the hurt of black America. Now, they get mad if you mock the hurt of 9/11. They'll fire you from your job and censor you and ban you for life if you mock the so-called Holocaust of the Jews. But the black man in North America has been suffering a Holocaust ever since we were forced over here in the Western Hemisphere. Every day has been a black Holocaust. But this puts America on the midnight train to destruction. And you're seeing all of the things that we have told you about now taking place. There will be a great event. This is not the great event, black man and black woman. What you're seeing now, I know it hurts your heart. I know it's a burden on you. I know it's stressful. I know you want to cry when you see your black brother or your black sister being beaten by the police and being mistreated. And been ignored by the black president. He offers everything at the federal government's disposal to come to the aid of the governor of Maryland. How come he didn't offer that to the family of the people who were slaughtered all across America? He is dodging questions because he don't want to seem pro-black. He's never been pro-black. He has been a shell and a shield in the White House. They knew what they was doing when they put him in there. He hasn't gone through the black experience in America. When I say the black experience, I'm talking about for those who are descendants of ex-slaves. Because they treat the Nigerians and everyone else who are black, even though they treat them bad, they treat them a step above us. The ones from the islands, they treat them a little bit better than us. Everyone gets treated better than you and I, and we built this doggone nation on our blood, sweat, and tears. Huh? Again, I say, this puts America on the midnight train to destruction. Listen to this clip right here. I wasn't going to play this clip. I was going to actually read something out of a book and then go to a clip about the news. But right before the show came, see, Allah is the greatest and he's the best knower. As I was getting ready for the show and I sat down and I got to my dashboard, I made a mistake and hit one of the clips. And it played, and it's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Mr. Kupchik is asking him a question and talking to him about war and separation. And I said, wow, this has to be a law because it comes right on time. And Mr. Kupchik talks about the race war. And Muhammad says, if you would permit me, I'd like to go back to separation. Then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad lays out steps. And then he says, if this is not possible, if this is not done in words, then, of course, war is inevitable. And you're seeing the great commotion, not just in Baltimore, Maryland, but there's over 300 U.S. cities that are on fire. I'm not talking about smoking. I'm talking about on fire with anger and protest. But when we look at this clip, I want you to keep this in mind. When Benghazi had 300 people who were paid by the U.S. government to rise up, America, Great Britain, and the European nations used that to justify going in there, killing our brother, overthrowing his government, and installing terrorists that they created in there, right? Right? When there was a Kurdish uprising in Iraq, they justified that to put a no-fly zone over Iraq, right? Are you listening to me? Everywhere, look at Syria, they were going to bomb Syria because America had put people in there and paid them to protest. And they say it's the right, it's the responsibility to protect. Well, what about us? We are an endangered species in America. We don't get protection. Do you see that there must be a higher power to rely on? You can't go begging your oppressor for something that by nature he cannot give you. And he is not in a position to give you justice and equality and freedom that comes from the Lord of the world. That's enshrined in your birth. I want you to pay close attention to this clip here. And for those of you who are new, please don't log off. Please don't hang up. I have to connect the dots as we go along in this show. All right? But I want you to pay close attention to what is going on in this clip here.
Mr. Muhammad, in your book, you also say that war between the non-whites and the whites is inevitable.
If you will permit me, Mr. Kupp, I would like to go back here to this separation.
Again. All right.
We often has been misunderstood on this. We know that the prophesies says that we should be returned or will be returned to our own. But I have said here in this book, and almost weekly I'm saying something about it, that if America want to ease their troubles, as this is the trouble that she is confronted with, it is her slave. I don't care what someone might say or may say about the problem, but the problem of America, it is her slave. And the solution has been given. And this is just only a little twist of the solution that I am presenting to America today. That instead of all of this, I would say, mistreating the poor man, crying out today for more justice and better justice, better recognition, put him over here in some place. You have a house big enough to do so. Put him over here someplace to himself, regardless to what he say. You know the truth. You know that he should be somewhere to himself, because you will never agree to all that he demands you of. You cannot do so unless you want to become a subject slave yourself, or that you want to get in the same status that your slave is in, to yield to all of his demands. That is trying to respect a once slave as your equal. You can't do that and keep your respect in the world of civilized nation. But you can, I should say, stop trying to force the ideal in the slave that he is as good, he is as honored, he is as much as the master. This cannot be accepted as truth, even from the master.
Would you deny?
If you will just permit me, I will give you a chance then. By giving him a chance to sit in the house with you and talk with you and your family, or even marry your sons and daughters, that's not yet making him your equal, or to prepare in your laboratories jobs for him, factories, build factories to give him a job, keep him at work. That is not making him your equal yet. He's still unequal. And it's a real ignorant thing to say he's my equal because I give him a social status with me. This is bad on the white man's part even to offer his slave integration in marriage, intermarriage. It only makes him worse in the eyes of the world, and his intelligence is now has been lost, and his decency of his society is lost, even by just offering the slave such opportunity. But if he would go and offer his slave a place over here to himself, say, boy, you have allow me to use this slave. Boy, you have been a good old plowboy for me. Now I'm going to let you plow for yourself. Here's a mule. Here's a plow. I will furnish you plow tools until that you are able to pay for them or make them yourself.
All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You see, he's talking about the situation that we're facing. The burden of America has become too heavy for her to carry. She wants to dangle out social integration, and at the same time, her nature is opposed to it. Her people are opposed to it. Those who have a right mind are opposed to it, because they know that they can never give you everything that you ask for. They can never, ever elevate the slave on a basis of equality with the slave master, lest they lose power. Yet you're crying out, give us jobs, give us justice, take justice if they don't give it to you, because it's your right by being born in the universe to have justice. But the justice you want, you want a justice that includes your white slave master. You want an equality where you want to be equally filthy as your white slave master. You want justice, but you want to be justified to being your white slave master's brother. This will not get you the independence, the true freedom, the true justice, and the true equality that we have longed for since that Middle Passage route over here to America. The time is against America, and God has laid the snares for her, and she has fallen headlong into all of the snares, just like Babylon did, just like ancient Egypt did, and this puts her train to destruction. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We see the rising up of the black man in over 300 cities. But if you looked at CNN, if you looked at Fox or Fix News, if you looked at all of the news channels, you would just think it was a concerted effort in one city or two cities. But this is an awakening, the messenger says. The universal awakening of the black man must take place. This is binding on every atom in the universe to cause a universal awakening of the black man. And so we see that the gray matter in our heads, the brain cells are starting to stimulate and snap, even though you might not recognize what is going on because you have been dead so long. Innately, you're being called to duty. You're being called to arms, a spiritual arms, to stand up as a mighty army, an exceedingly great army, I should say. And this is putting a burden on the white master, because the slave no longer wants to accept the portion of a slave. He wants his own table. He wants to live good just like the slave master. But if the slave master is a parasite and the host no longer wants to host him, then it's death for the parasite, right? Because they must continually suck the life's blood out of someone else. And if you no longer have a willing host, then you have a war. You have one that is pushing one away and one that is refusing to go away. This goes back to the fall of America. I've read this before, and we got it in context now. Listen to what he says. The prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. The slaves, talking about you, black man and black woman, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. See, you're vexing them. All across the news media, they're saying the riots, right? Never do you hear them talk about rebellion, right? They didn't label the uprising that they fomented in Benghazi as riots. They said it was an uprising. See, negative connotations, and this allows them to demonize you in the media. This allows them to portray you as less than human. And this is the way they've been portraying you ever since they dragged us here in chains. You can never hope for your oppressor to elevate you to an equal status as the master. This is not in nature, and this is not sane thinking. Listen to what he says. The master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of their desire to remain with the master. This is what you see right now. A separation is going on. This is what I've been trying to tell. I've been setting up all of the shows that I've been doing to show the black people, especially the Muslims, because they have some skewed version of what Muhammad is talking about of separation. And so I've been on this to show you that we're not going to separate. We are in the process of separating. Everything that you see going on today is a step towards moving you out of your oppressor's rule and domination. This is ongoing. This is not something that will just flop down and happen. Matter of fact, let's go to something real quick while I'm talking. Where's that book at? Give me a second, black man and black woman. All right, we go here. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this in the book called The Secrets of Freemasonry. He says this, and I want you to pay close attention to this. He says, right here, he says, God doesn't come until the judgment or until the end of the world of Satan, as you have it written in the Bible, prophesied throughout the Bible, and also absolutely mentioned in Thessalonians, that God comes after the workings of Satan, the devil. This is what I've been teaching for the longest. This is what I've been saying. This is what he says. And after he has done all that he possibly can do of evil, see, not before, not during, but after he has done all that he can possibly do of evil, then God comes after allowing him to go to the poor or giving him the freedom to try and take all the people with him to hell if possible. These tricks here, offering you their women, offering you their men. Every time you turn on the TV, you can't get a black show without some kind of integration up in there. Right? all of these birth control laws and all of this stuff, they're making you ashamed to have large families. When at the time, that used to be a badge of honor to have a large family. I don't want number one child. I'm on the pill. I got the shot in my arm. I want to do something with my life. Do you know that the most prosperous thing that you can do is become one in a family? Because that is the basis of civilization. Oh, black man, listen to what he says right here. These are the days now that we are living in. I want you to understand, my dear people, see, because some of you read and some of you hear, but you don't understand. And as the book teaches you, above all things, get an understanding. And I bear the book witness. Above all things, get an understanding. When you read something, don't read just to say, I know, I read, or I memorized. Memorization does not equate knowing. Because you have children over in the Middle East who can recite the Quran forward and backwards by the age of 4 and 6. But yet, they miss the hidden and underlining interpretations that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad presented to the world. Oh, listen to what he's saying. I want you to understand me, dear people. You are not in the actual way of the truth. You have not actually believed it. Your time now has come that even if you would just turn to Almighty God, you would enjoy salvation or heaven in this world, and in the hereafter, you are assured of the heaven. But even in this life, God gives the righteous peace of mind and contentment. See, as I see all of these things, I'm going to go a little further, but as I see all these things go and my heart goes out, I'm still content because I was forewarned of all of this stuff, that it had to take place. It had to take place to bring the people into a condition where they must accept what God planned, not what they think is best, not what they have as the order of the day, but we want what God has ordered that would be eternal. Right? So he goes and says this. Listen, and brothers and sisters, I don't think we're going to get out of here on time. And if you're listening on the show, please stay with us, okay? But listen to what he says. He is the protector of the righteous. Not the guns, not the tanks, not the missiles, not the bullets, not the stun guns, not the sticks. But he, God, is the protector of the righteous. After he makes his appearance, and religion that the judgment will come and there will be a great separation at the judgment. This is true. So if you're saying something else, then what you're saying is false. Then he goes and says this. But you don't believe that you are living in this time. That there is a great separation now in the workings. All right? That means in the process. That means underway. That means in motion. So we are being led step by step to an exodus, a separation that God leads us to. When you look at that man of sin and how he brutalizes you and misuses you and abuses you on a daily and hourly basis, it will make you see that man of sin and will make you want to be as far away from him as the east is from the west. But so many people have to be convinced in this day and time. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, he says, and we're going to go to a clip in a second, all right? He says, as to the days of the Son of Man, I would rather say they refer to years rather than days consisting of 24 hours. The Holy Quran also refers to it as the days of Allah. This means years, as it takes years to remove a whole world and bring in a new one. See, that's a process, a step underway, something going on, right? Something in the works. That's what we just read, right? So this is what we are moving toward, that ultimate separation and out of here, because remember the Bible says that the land that I given thee is not as the land which I brought thee out of in Egypt, right? We got to understand this as we go further. It says, there is so much that has to be done. Well, Elijah Muhammad, what are you talking about? What has to be done? We got to do this, and we got to do that. So what are you talking about, Elijah Muhammad, that there's so much that has to be done? Elijah responds and says, people have to be convinced that he is justified to remove the world of sin, for the world of sin has ruled the people for 6,000 years. There are so many people who are sold to the idea of the wicked world rulers. Oh, we got to change the system. Then you see them protesting. The whole system is wicked, right? Well, who built the system? Huh? The system didn't just spring up. It ain't pop up out the blue. Systems don't do that, do they? They come from ideas, and ideas are formed through your brain. And so the system came out, and it is a racist system built upon oppressing and suppressing your rights, and to hold another people in a position of authority and power over you. So now we got to analyze and say, who are the people in that position? And how have they exercised their power over you? Then we go to the Bible, and the Bible reminds you. In Genesis, remember, you'll serve a strange people in a strange land who would ill and treat you for 400 years. Right? That's what it says, right? So what else can we expect? We can't expect love from them when God said that they would ill and treat you. That means that they will be hard on you. They will hate you. They will beat you, mistreat you, kill you, rob you, lock you up. Aren't these the things that they're doing today? And all of this sets America on the midnight train to destruction. And you're not seeing it. So many people, as our Savior has arrived, says, have to be convinced. So Allah is letting the devil convince them.
Police in the U.S. city of Baltimore have made arrests after clashes with protesters who were angry over the last week's death of an African-American man in police custody. At least 34 people have been detained. 6 officers were also injured in the clashes. The mayor of the city has issued a call for peace earlier. Local religious leaders also urged for calm. Also on Sunday, Baltimore's representative in the U.S. Congress said the violence was primarily perpetrated by people from other cities. Well, for more on that story, we're joined by Dr. Randy Short from the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization joining us from Washington. Mr. Short, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on how events have been transpiring since the death of Freddie Gray.
Well, frankly, people are late. They've killed thousands of people since this so-called war on terror started. But to the credit of the people of Baltimore, they have historically been one of the most resilient, if not the most resilient, African-American community the last 200 years. They shouldn't think that people in Baltimore that are black would tolerate the police taking people like Freddie Gray on what's called a nickel or a nigger ride, where they deliberately kill or injure people in the vehicles by slamming on the brakes, so the people are insecure within the trucks or the transport. So the people are tired of the killing. And they shouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's been 50 years of repression that started with the COINTELPRO program, and people are tired of the police state repression that African Americans have been facing.
Dr. Short, in the wake of the Ferguson, Missouri demonstrations and protests, President Barack Obama said, quote, there's a deep distrust between law enforcement and communities of color in the United States. What has Obama done to resolve that distrust?
Nothing, and it's not a distrust. The origin of the police are paddy rollers, people who killed, murdered, beat blacks when they were slaves. When slavery ended, we went from paddy rollers to police. They kill, beat, and act as occupational forces like the IDF does in the West Bank. Obama has done nothing. He will do nothing. Loretta Lynch is a human rights violator in terms of what she's done. So you have a crooked woman who's now the attorney general. Nothing's going to happen. Last night, my best friend's son in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Mahmoud May, was shot and beaten by the police. They are killing people every day, shooting them every day. Obama has refused to enforce the Constitution in terms of protecting the civil rights of African Americans.
Thank you very much. Dr. Randy Short joining us from Washington.
So many people have to be convinced. This is why I advise all of you, and this is not a shameless self-promotion, but this is real because of the subject matter that we're talking about. If you have time to, and if you have not heard the shows Rise of the Executioners, and especially our Exodus, The True Meaning of Separation by Messenger Elijah Muhammad, and the show that we did Thursday, Black Rain, Rise of the Dry Bones, I advise you all to download that and listen to that and play that in concert with what you're hearing today. And you'll see a pattern there. And you'll see how we talked about the police being coming up from slavery time, and this is how they got their badges and all of this stuff, because they used to abuse us, misuse us. This was specifically for slaves, ex-slaves, slaves. But you, as I was saying to you, in the condition that you are in right now, because there's so much hard-heartedness, hard-headed, stubbornness and stiff-neckedness, as the book says that God raised up a messenger to a people who was hard-hearted, hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious, who had been raised under a hard taskmaster like Pharaoh, right? The book teaches us that. That's us. And everything that was written in the life of that must take place according to Scripture. If these things do not happen, listen to me good. I know your heart is hurting when you see this going on. But you got to man up. You got to woman up about this. Had they accepted the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had their families accepted the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and came into that safety zone, a lot of this could be avoided. But everybody thinks that they know better and can do better. So they have to be convinced that there's only one way, and that's the right way of God. No other way around it. And so this is a war. And as I said in one of our shows at a temple here in Pensacola, we have one at 1500 Martin Luther King Avenue, I believe, Boulevard or whatever it is. That's our temple. As I was saying, not this Sunday but last Sunday, this is a war going on. And in wars, you have casualties. You have many casualties. But that does not stop the war. If you want to be victorious, you have to be strategic in your thinking. And you cannot think that everything revolves around you, because you may be a victim of the war. You may be a casualty of the war. Your job is in this war to make sure your nation lives on. So you are a flag bearer, which is the bravest position in war. Because everybody else has protection. They have their M16s, their AK-47s, their rifles. They have the tanks, the airplanes, the attack helicopters, submarines, all of them. But all you have is the national holding it high. And if you take one, the next person is supposed to pick it up and not let the national fall. Keep it going. Because this is about more than one. More than 1,000, more than 1 million. This is about the livelihood, the safety, and the independence of 68 million black people who are up from slavery. Right? I'm trying to get that in your head, but you have to be convinced. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, did you see what happened yesterday or day before yesterday about the tornadoes ripped through the cities? Did you see that? Did you see the new earthquakes, the tremors on the West Coast, and the tremors in part of Oklahoma? And I was reading an article. Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, has outranked California as the earthquake capital of America. Isn't that something? But listen to what Muhammad says right here. He says, America is in the position toward her once ex-slaves, the so-called Negro, listen to this, good, as Pharaoh was with Israel as his slave. See, this goes back to the first five books of the Old Testament. These books are telling you the situation that we must go through, but if we persevere, if we stay strong, there will be an underlining event that will force a unification that we may separate, a unification amongst our own and a separation from our enemy. According to the Scriptures, right? Now, because remember, Moses was teaching the people and they kept on burdening him. And so God told him, it's time now, Moses. So he told him, hey, if you want to come, you got to do this. But they didn't want to hear it. So God plagued Pharaoh because he knew that they looked up to Pharaoh. And when Pharaoh said, I can't do nothing, Moses, just take him and go. See, it was caused by the Lord of the world, right? Pharaoh came to a point, he didn't want to let them go. But he was forced to let them go due to the fact that God had put such a heavy burden on his back, it was either sink or swim. So he let the extra weight go, thinking that he would swim, but his arrogance got the best of him. We see that in America today, right? I am, and there is no other power. We are unrivaled militarily. We have the largest economy in the world, right? We are that exceptional nation, right? All of that excess weight pushing this nation on the midnight train of destruction. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad continues to say on this, and we're going to go into some more clips. So y'all bear with us as we continue to give you the hard-hitting, raw truth without addition, without subtraction, just butt naked and plain for your ears and in your heart and your head to process. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, America is in the position towards her once ex-slaves, once slave, so-called Negro, as Pharaoh was with Israel as his slave. She is in this position because of the injustice done to the American so-called Negro slave, brought to America over 400 years ago, and refuses to let them go free. They only say that you are free, knowing within that you are not able to leave them without anything. But the injustice continues to increase. Now they plan death. Isn't that what's going on now? They're deploying everywhere they go. Every time there's an uprising, they deploy the state troopers. They deploy the National Guard. But it's going to come a time soon that she's going to be stretched so far that she won't have the National Guard to deploy. And this is what has her rattling, right? Because they're going to be all overseas fighting all these wars that she will not be able to win. We're at that time now. There's going to be cataclysmic events that take place that will have a domino effect that will hollow out America's power. You don't believe it. But you didn't believe that we would be at this time, this day, right now. I remember a couple months ago, the Negro's in a bad situation. I just don't see them receiving life. I don't see them. It don't matter what you see. Take your blinders off. Because God had already announced it. And now you're seeing the fruits of what he announced. Because the black people are rising up saying no more. No more. Regardless of them being labeled thugs and animals and gangs and all of this stuff. No more. No more. It is time that the cream rise to the top. And we are the cream of the planet Earth. Listen to what he goes on to say. So this God, what God? The God that was predicted by the prophets to come to the defense of this people, the so-called Negroes, in the last days after they served the enemy for 400 years. The Bible declares to Abraham in Genesis that God would judge the people to whom his people, Abraham, would be in bondage to. Now, so we have that. So after 400 years, God comes and judges them, right? Isn't it true? I'm talking to you. Talk back to me, black man and black woman. Don't be shy mouth. You know you get places and you say things. But listen to what he says. After God, see, you have to look at these words. After, he says, the Bible declares to Abraham, who was the friend of God, right, and the father of the faith, in Genesis, that God would judge the people to whom his people, Abraham's people, would be in bondage. This does not mean Israel. This means the present black people, the members of their black nation who have and are fulfilling their prophecy. So now, we know that the God comes after that to judge that people, right? You say, well, we got to get out of here. But that's not what God says. He is going to take you out, but you got to first feel the fire. Remember Satan told God, you take that hedge from around. The reason he's all pious and he's all law to you, because you got that hedge of protection around him. But you take it from him and I'll make him curse you to your face, right? Isn't that what some of the Muslims are doing? They turn their backs on it for the gun? That's cursing God. That's showing your disbelief or your lack of belief in the power of God to save you in this day and time. So you turn to Smith & Wesson when Smith & Wesson was made by the white man. He makes the bullets. He makes the triggers. He makes the barrels. And you turn to them. And that becomes your God because you put your safety in that piece of steel. But that's what the white man used to build and maintain his world. So you bowing down, in essence, to your oppressor whom you claim to fight. And you going out there on the battlefield with your guns and don't own one hospital in all of the United States of America. Right? This is you, black man. Black. The Jews make up about 4 or 5 million people in America, own dozens of hospitals. Here it is. We 68 million strong. And we have to rely on somebody else to keep us going. And if we get shot on the battlefield, we got to go to our enemies to patch us up. Don't you know that's ignorance? Your enemy, if he's going to patch you up, he's going to patch you up in a way that you won't be able to fight him no more. This is real. So remember that God talks to Satan. And Satan said, you take that head from around him, and I'm going to make him curse you in your face. He said, God said, you know what? Go ahead. Do that to don't harm a hair on his head. And then he says this, and save life. So now, if God tells and gives the power and authority to Satan to save the life of Job, then this disqualifies Jesus as being the only true Savior, right? Right? According to the book. So what does that mean, to save his life? What Satan would do would be almost like saying, when you find a piece of gold nugget in a mountain or a piece of silver as you're digging for the gold, it looks insignificant until you put it through the fire. And as you put it through the fire, if it does not melt away, you know its worth after it comes out of the fire. And it is brilliant and shiny, and everybody is wanting it, right? Because it becomes a beacon of light, a beacon, a symbol of wealth, a symbol of power. This is what God is telling the Satan. Put him through your fire. But when he comes out, he's going to be untouchable. He's going to be priceless for all the world to see what I have already seen. This is what it's talking about. But you got to go through the fire. Well, we got to go. Well, 184, our Savior has arrived. Turn to it. Then we'll get to a clip. 185, we still, 184, we still talking about you have to be convinced, remember, on 183 when it says, people have to be convinced that he is justified to remove the world of sin. For the world of sin has ruled the people for 6,000 years. There are so many people who are sold to the idea of wicked world rulers. Now listen to this part right here. This is the same as what I'm telling you. No different. The days of the Son of Man represent the days or years that he will be judging the world and punishing the evil, the world for her evil. Listen closely to what I'm reading, black man and black woman, okay? Because if you don't listen closely, the point might go over your head or under your feet. And we wanted to hit you right in the heart and right in the head so that you can digest it and analyze what I'm saying, okay? He says, the Son of Man is gathering, teaching. Listen to this part. The Son of Man is, that means that's in the process, that's underway, right? Gathering, teaching, and training his people right in the midst of this wicked world. That means he didn't train them outside of it. He's doing it in the midst of it, right? Now let's go a little further. It gets better. Just hold on. He says, his people have gotten experience of the wicked world, and he teaches them how now, listen to this part, how now to avoid the wicked world and its teachings and yet live in the midst of it. So the Son of Man comes, and he's gathering his people, and he's teaching them, training them, right? On how to be right in an unrighteous world and among unrighteous people while you're in the midst of those people, right? This is 184. Go read it. It's right there. He says, and again because I want you to get that point. His people have gotten experience of the wicked world, and he teaches them how now to avoid the wicked world and his teachings and yet live in the midst of it. Now listen to what he says right here, because some people want to get out of it. They don't want to feel the fire. They don't want to be chastised. They don't want to be put through trials and tribulations. They want out because they see what's coming, because they see our people being slaughtered. But if you trust in God, then you don't worry about the devil. Because Allah, as the Quran says, is the best of planners, right? You believe that? Then put your faith in Allah. Otherwise, you say one thing out of your mouth, but in reality, you have more confidence in the power of the devil. Listen to what he says right here. And this is why you have to stay here until God forces the separation. He says, they're living in the midst of the evil world, and yet avoiding it proves their worthiness, since they have gotten experience living in the evil world, and now they turn to righteousness while they are still in the midst of the evil world. Right? That's right there, 184. Fall of America. I mean, I'll say we have the right. So now we see that we are being chastised, we're being beaten, because you didn't want to come willingly. So God puts it on you to show you this enemy who you say, oh, we all brothers. Oh, the human family. Oh, we got to do this. Yeah, the human family, not all of them are bad. Well, he's showing you. And step by step, degree by degree, you're going to see. If you see the people, how they're treating you all over the internet, all over the TV, you see them, how they're treating you in their justice system, you see how they treat you in their economic policies, in their domestic policies, in their foreign policies, in their planned policies of the future. Yet you still cannot see through all of this. You cannot see that you and them don't go together and don't agree. So Muhammad goes, and let me play another clip real quick, because I know there's so many people here. This is the black man right here. All right? Remember, the devil, this is not just the violence. Remember, he is beating you violently, physically, mentally, and he's beating you economically.
And finally, a new report shows the U.S. city of Los Angeles has a, quote, black job crisis, where black workers are being widely discriminated against. The report from the Los Angeles Black Workers Center says that inequality is most apparent in construction jobs, where African Americans make up only 2% of the workforce. Press TV correspondent Ross Frazier explains from Los Angeles.
A labor group says Los Angeles construction sites are discriminating workers based on the color of their skin. The Los Angeles Black Workers Center released a report showing widespread inequalities on projects throughout the city.
The report from the Los Angeles Black Workers Center is based on field work completed by 25 volunteers who completed over 70 hours of observation and data collection.
The report shows roughly half of the city's black population is either unemployed or underemployed. Center Executive Director Loretta Stevens says L.A. has a black jobs crisis that's only getting worse.
You've heard stories from black workers. A lot of people say they go on the site, and once they see that they're black, it just kind of changed. No jobs available.
Black workers say they often feel invisible when seeking employment.
We out here every morning signing in with these companies. We're on the list. We got the skills. We've been prepared by the Black Worker Center, by union members. We've been taught properly, and we're still not getting the opportunity to get work.
The black unemployment rate is more than double the unemployment of whites. Workers say it's frustrating to see projects bring in outside crews when there are workers already here.
And we're sitting right here watching them on a daily basis. While our community is getting built up, we can't even say, I helped build that stair. I helped put these trees up. Some people that we don't even know is building our city, and we're right here with the skills.
The center is calling on the city to pass more labor standards and enforcement. Loretta Stevens says the city needs to monitor construction projects to make sure there's no discrimination taking place.
And if there's a problem, if one group is being excluded, we need to address that. And these employers need to, be it training, fines for violations, holding them accountable.
For their part, city officials have acknowledged the disparities shown in the center's report. They have pledged to find ways to achieve a more diverse workforce. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.
Now, You heard the complaining about the no jobs and the discrimination. But it's 68 million of us. And the brother says that we have the skills. Well, if you have the skills, then pool your skills with other ones who have the skills. Because you see that the other people who are opposed to you are not going to give you the opportunity, right? So you get with some brothers, and y'all do what you have to do. You might have to walk to a construction site. But you got to crawl sometimes. The devil is not going to ever elevate you like you want him to without losing his own status and position. But we don't look at that, right? And the brother says this. He says, our communities, our cities are being built, and we don't even have a part in it. Well, the word our shows possession, ownership. And we don't own square blocks. We don't own buildings. We do not own any of the things which constitutes a city in America, right? So it's not ours. The reason that you don't have the jobs is because the jobs are cutting off. And the black man is the lowest on the totem pole, so he will be the first one discriminated or fired. You understand, black man and black woman? You cannot ignore this stuff. You've got to accept the truth as it is and not how you would like it to be. All right? So Muhammad says to us, we go to the fall of America, okay? He says, God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad will not be defeated. The more evil, deceiving, tricking, and making of false promises to the American so-called Negro only increases America's divine chastisement and her doom. Here we are. She's on that midnight train to destruction because she continues to talk about job opportunities, equality that you will never get, justice that you have never had, and freedom that she intends to never give you. So she tricks you, right? And Muhammad goes and says, America knows that her trouble lies in her mistreatment of the black man, the so-called Negro. But she is too wicked to give up tricking the Negro and deceiving him on false promises. She just cannot stop. The opportunity is too open, and she thinks that there is no one to hinder her. But God has chosen us to be his people, and he delights in fighting the enemy. See, he delighted. I believe that. I believe God will fight my battles for me. So I'm going to leave it to him, and I'm not going to pick up the Smith & Wesson. I don't care how bad times are. As the times got bad in the book of Daniel about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That wasn't their real names, okay? And how they came through the fire as it was burning everybody else. Because God, he says, I can save, I have saved, and if you give me the opportunity to prove it to you, put the guns down, I will save you. That is a promise binding on me from the beginning. But you don't believe it. And you'll be caught in the midst of all the gunfire and the blood up to the horse's brow. You will. Because you don't have no refuge. You don't have no God to secure you, no God to protect you if you are believing in other instruments outside of the divine way. Remember, all these people said, we got to war with this devil. But the book says, who is able to make war with the beast except the Lamb? Right? It didn't say China, Russia, Libya. It said the Lamb. And he was given a weapon that none of the carnal weapons could defeat. It was a two-edged sword that came out of his mouth. The words of truth that'll cut you anyway and expose the foundation of America's wickedness and hypocrisy. This is the weapon that we need to wield, that two-edged sword of truth, lest we fall victim to the destruction. So Muhammad goes further and he says this to us. He says, according to the history of the former people, he delighted himself by going forth against them when they exceeded the limit. So it is with America. They must be separated. See, now this is binding on God. When you use the word must, it's binding on God, right? Because that's an obligation now. And being that it's God, it's a divine obligation now. Because the word must means to be obliged or bound to by an imperative requirement. to be under the necessity to, the need to be required or compelled to, as by the use or threat of force. And it says to be compelled to in order to fulfill some need or achieve an aim. His aim is separation. They must be separated, he says, right? America will not agree to see the Negro separated from her. Listen to this good. I want all of you to listen to this. We go back to the Bible again. This is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching, and you'll see it all playing out in the news out here, right? He says, America will not agree to see the Negro separated from her until she has suffered divine punishment as Pharaoh suffered. So the same thing that you saw Pharaoh go through, America too must go through. Because she is Pharaoh was just an example of modern day America for us to look at. And he says, the same thing that other evil nations suffered before them is now coming upon this people. Now, if we flip over, he says, they must be separated. Envy and hatred are growing between the two people regardless of their preaching of social integration. The truth must come. Right? See, this is what's in the workings. This is why you see the uprising, and you even see the white people trying to hijack the movement, right? Black power, and you see them in marching. This is how the devil will do it, boy, I'm telling you. This devil. And there's some sincere ones, but they hijack the movements to make you think that they are a sincere advisor to you so that you can reject God's plan in the day of your salvation. Didn't Satan tell you he would come from before and from behind, from the left and from the right? Hell, when he came to God, God asked him, where did you come from? He said, from to and fro and up and down earth. He was telling you that he was crossing up the people's mind towards falsehood, making them to shun the truth. That's what's going on today. You have one that'll stab you in the back and one that'll kiss you in your lip. That's what they're doing to you because he is coming at you in a way to prevent you from seeing that all of these things that are taking place is taking place for your benefit, to raise you on high. He's a sneaky, cunning devil. And the Bible says he's the arch deceiver, meaning as a deceiver, he has no equal. And we can bear witness that as a deceiver, he has no equal. And he's still trying to kill you.
On another day of unrest in the U.S. city of Baltimore over the recent death of a 25-year-old black man, Freddie Gray, in police custody. Several thousand people are rallying across the city with tensions spilling over in some areas. Clashes have broken out in central Baltimore where demonstrators began throwing bottles at police and attacking vehicles. Several stores also had their windows broken. Two protesters were injured. Demonstrators were gathered near the baseball stadium where scuffles broke out with fans. Officers forced back the protesters, making about a dozen arrests. RT's Anya Perimpum is following the march.
I'm standing here at the intersection of Pratt and Light Street in Baltimore, where protesters have just shut down the intersection. And they're headed, they say, to Camden Yard, which is the baseball stadium here, home of the Baltimore Orioles, where they're playing a game tonight. Protesters have been shouting, we're going to shut the game down. They say if we interrupt a little bit of traffic here in Baltimore, interrupt America's favorite pastime, baseball, maybe people around the country will start to understand why people in Baltimore here are so upset and start to demand the same answers that they are here. They were just in front of City Hall and in front of police headquarters. Of course, their questions here are all concerning the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray. Gray died about a week ago of injuries that he sustained while in police custody. There's video of his arrest that shows he was conscious when he was picked up in the Western District of Baltimore. But that 45 minutes later, according to the police's own report, he was in critical condition by the time they called an ambulance to the police station. And now the mayor and the commissioner continue to say they don't know what happened to Gray while he was in that van. And that is the question people here have. What happened to Gray that resulted in what, according to the autopsy, was severing of 80% of his spine and the crushing of his voice box. These are injuries that medical professionals say are consistent with fatal car crashes. So while people continue to demand answers here, they say they're not going to slow down anytime soon until the commissioner and the mayor here get to the bottom of this and until they see real change here in Baltimore. From Baltimore, Maryland, Anya Parampil, RT.
The rattling of the dry bones, right? This is what you see, the rattling of the dry bones. And they're standing up now. They're mad. And I'm going to tell you, the white man is trying to lock up the younger generation because he sees that the younger generation of black people, they don't have a fear of shooting or killing or something. And they're scared that the black man might turn those guns that they put in our community on the white man. And so they're changing all these laws. Muhammad tells us, what are they called? Retractable laws. Whenever he sees that they're for the benefit of you, he retracts them and changes them, right? Isn't that how his constitution is? He can change amendments whenever suits him. But this is to show you why God has put her on the midnight train to destruction. She is not to be trusted. And she is going to hell in a handbasket. We go back to Fall of America real quick while we're talking. And brothers and sisters, please bear with me as we go over time. Give me a little time to break these things down for you, okay, as we tie these into scripture, theology, and events. And we're going to play another clip to show you how the world has turned against America over these things. But I want to first go into this. The messenger says, it is very sad and horrible to look at the things that America has done, which are now coming on this country. For many years, centuries of years, America has lived a luxurious, wicked life while hating her black slaves and depriving them of justice, shooting them down on the streets, on the highways, and in the woods and fields for nothing. She did it just because she felt that she had the advantage. What happened to the brother who turned his back against the police to run away because they had a warrant against him? They shot him 8 times, right? He did it because he felt he had the advantage. What about all of the brutal killings and slayings of black people that you are seeing in video and on phones and stuff that they're shooting across the airways and off YouTube and Vimeo? They're showing you that these people are doing it because they feel they have the advantage, as Muhammad says, right? He says, and she wanted to kill black people as she was made to do. In the Bible, Psalms 10:8, it reads, he sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doeth he murder the innocent. His eyes are set against the poor. Up until this very minute, she is seeking to destroy the black man in America and to deprive him of the freedom to do for self. America never desires a departure of the black slave from his white slave master. America wishes only to hold the black slave in order to continue to treat him with evil. This is what you see now. They say separation won't do it. When you ask for separation won't do it. Well, integration hadn't done it. Let's go back to separation. So if Muhammad goes further and he gives us an idea of what America is and who she's an example of, or who was an example of her. He says, Pharaoh's hatred and injustice to Israel in Egypt in the time of Moses should serve America as a warning. But she has fallen headlong into the throes of the destruction of Allah. Right? Isn't that something? So she never takes the time to justify giving us something that we deserve. I want you to see how arrogant this is, black man and black woman. Let's just pause for a second and think about this. Here it is. You were dragged here in chains, right? Lied and deceived to be forced 9,000 miles from your original home, right? And after building up this nation on your back of free labor, free sweat, free tears, the loss of millions of lives, and untold brain power, right? They won't even set aside 4 square kilometers or 4 miles or whatever for you to have a place of your own. They give wildlife refuges, which are into the hundreds of millions of acres. to endangered species, right? They have some that goes from one state, go travel to another in three states connected, right? They dispossess the Arab people of their own land in Palestine and gave a made-up people that land and continues to give that made-up people who are occupiers of Palestine war material to continue their occupation. Yet when you call for a specific territory, when you call for freedom indeed, they turn a blind eye, a deaf ear, and a dumb tongue to you who are the reason for America's wealth and power. And you still love these devils. Something is wrong. But God is making a manifest to the entire world. China condemned America for the way she has done the black man in America. Russia condemned it. This is going on. All of Latin America has come out in condemnation of America's hypocritical policies against the so-called Negro. Right? And could you believe the Palestinians had signs up saying we stand with Black Lives Matter? See, this thing is reaching global proportions, right? This is what God says. He would set the earth on fire, right? He is doing it, right? Everywhere you look, the pain of the original man, God's chosen people in the hells of North America, is being felt universally, right? And now even, this is what the Ayatollah Khomeini had to say about America.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the treatment of African Americans by U.S. police is oppressive. The leader said that police in the U.S. have oppressed and humiliated black people, despite the fact that the country's president himself is African American. In an address to police commanders in Tehran, Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out to massive protests across America triggered by the police discrimination against blacks. The leader also said that police power in some Western countries, in fact, undermines security, and that Iran will not follow that example.
You see that? She's been condemned. She's been isolated for her policies against you and I. Now, what it says, 255, with nations rejecting peace offers and nations laughing and making mock of you, America, forever seeking peace and friendship, as it is written, peace is desired more than fine gold. Now to see all of these things coming to pass, things that we did not know that we would see. We did not know that we would see such a Goliath, such a giant falling. A Goliath who has defied the nations of the earth to come out and fight with them, as Goliath did before Israel. Now, not yesterday, but now, nations make mark of the great giant of the earth, America. This is, black man, the sword within and the sword without. And it shows that America is on that midnight train to destruction. We'll go to the phone lines real quick, and we're going to play another clip, and we're going to go back into something. So 773, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyber space. Stand up there for you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, brother?
Yes, sir. I think I saw something online. I'm not sure if it's authentic. It was showing that in South Africa, that the people there are starting to attack white tourists and white people in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took that as this is worldwide, just like the messenger stated. And
mm-hmm.
and I remember on one occasion he thought that Africa would free herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying that I saw that, and not too long before that I saw that in Zimbabwe they tore down Cecil Rhodes' statue.
Uh-huh. Yes,
so it's just a worldwide situation from what I've been looking at that they put out here. So
mm-hmm.
Our people need to pay attention because it's going on everywhere. But that's mm-hmm. all I wanted to say, brother. You know, I'll let you keep going.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Okay.
We'll go to 909 in just a second, but the brother is right. The messenger said Africa would free herself. He says on page 83 of Fall of America. It's right here. He says, she has prepared, talking about America, to put up a mighty battle, but Allah too has prepared, and he is the best preparer. Knowing their thoughts before they were ever made, they have not the slightest chance today against the power of Allah that is working against them even through the forces of nature. The white race has been disgracing the entire black nation of the earth. Africa is suffering under the same wicked power of the white race and having an awful time trying to rid herself of such a demon. She will do so, and soon. We are watching this. This is the universal awakening of that lion that was caged and slept for many years. God is now rattling them and standing them up so that they can defend their honor and be raised on high. We go to the 909. You're on a Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, dear sir. I just wanted to just tell you, brother, you're doing an awesome job. You are on fire. Master Prophet Muhammad has blessed you, brother, because you're on fire, brother. So that's all I wanted to just tell you, that you're doing an awesome job. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, my brother. Wa alaykum salam. Well, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand the situation at hand, because some of us, we have these images in our hand, in our head of what we want it to be or what we think it should be. But what God has ordained and must take place. You understand? Because you cannot overcome him. Not, that's the messenger says, you can't overcome this God. He's the best of all of them. I bear witness that Master Farad Muhammad is the best God to ever live. He's the most powerful God in creation. We all are gods. But this one right here, he's the supreme being. And what I'm trying to show you is a connection to all that you see before you, whether it's in Africa or China or here in the States. All of it has to do with the rising of the black man universally. This is where we are. We are face to face with the judgment. And America has put herself on the midnight train to destruction. And she is mad as hell that God has come in person to visit you and I. The Arabs are mad. That's why they are trying their best to keep you from learning of Elijah Muhammad. Oh, you're not a Muslim. Oh, what you call a Muslim? One that's bombing another Muslim country? One that's allowing pork to be sold in your palaces? One that, and a lot of you don't know this, that the Jewish regime over in Arabia, they demolished the shrine or the and desecrated the tomb of Prophet Muhammad. Yet they say they're Muslims. They bulldozed it. They tore down centuries-old temples and stuff. They are bulldozing some of the sacred places that has the prophets that are buried there. They're doing this. Go Google this. Google it and see whether or not I'm telling you the truth. And they'll tell us we're not Muslims. And that's why I think it was Abdul Basit Naim. From over there, Pakistan. He warned us not to follow them over there. And he said, keep your eyes on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Those people over there are not your brothers. They don't. Look how they, when they were living side by side with the black Libyans, right? As soon as they helped, and you know that when America says we have intel on the ground, they're talking about snitches, paid snitches. And look how they helped snitch a government that was helping the people out of poverty. But the Arabs didn't like it because not only were they being lifted out of poverty, but the black people who are the originals over there in Libya were being lifted up out of poverty too. And that was too much for them to take. So after they deposed our brother over there, you saw him hand tie and hog tie black men and women and put them in cages and feed them the green Libyan flag in zoos, the same people that they were living next to the day before the bombing. Huh? So we're not to pattern ourselves after those in the East, because there's a universal change that is underway right now. There's a change for the better. There's a new world or a new order. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and some of you Muslims talk about this, and you follow the white man's line of thinking about a new world order. New world order, bad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the reason they are opposed to it is because they don't control it. He said the devil will often try to put something, once he knows it's time for it, he'll try to put it up before God does it. And so they've been hopping on a new world order with the same old leaders, with the same policies, with the same minds. How in the hell can the same thing produce that difference? So it takes a new God who has taken something that was considered nothing. You know, as the originator did, the messenger said that this God would do the same thing that the originator did, the originator of the heavens and the earth. He took nothing and produced something out of nothing. And here we are, examples of that something that he produced out of that nothing. He says, so will Allah in the person of one master, Farad Muhammad, take a people who are considered nothing and raise them up as stars that all may see the bright illuminated light of divine from them. They will be the pillars of the new world. They will be the lords of the new world. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I shall not let another one have them. I shall never forsake them. This is the God talking now. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me say that one more time just in case you didn't hear it. All praise is due to Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know what? I love it so much. Let me say it one more time. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Black man and black woman, as I'm talking to you, I just want you to prepare yourself. As the book says, gird thy loins this day, I demand it of thee. God is demanding that you man up and woman up to the time. Get your head right. Get your heart right. Get yourself right. And you'll be able to see all of the signs unfold, and you will be in a protective hedge. Oh, don't think this is over. This is just part one. We got part two of On the Midnight Train to Destruction coming Thursday. We go out the same way we came in, and both their names with power, love, and authority to put us back on top of civilization. Black man and black woman, assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the mood I'm in. Day to day, the roads we take.